Ephesians 5, verse 6. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for this time. Thank you for this morning where we can come before you and stay in your presence and just pray to you and meet with you. And I pray that you will use me to speak your word to your church this morning, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Ephesians 5, verse 10. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. In the NIV, this is how they phrase it. And find out what pleases the Lord. And find out what pleases the Lord. So I think for me, for many years, I've had one life, what I call the life verse, which is Psalm 16:11. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forever. And I've kind of wanted to live by that, meaning I've always wanted to live in the joy of being in the presence of God. You know, that there is fullness of joy there. I don't have to turn to anything else. I don't have to turn to any sin or some other form of entertainment or pleasure, because there is fullness of joy in His presence. But now I feel like this is maybe a second life verse that I can live by, which is Ephesians 5:10. And find out what pleases the Lord. Or as it says in the NASB, trying to learn, or I guess we would have to phrase it, try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. And I just want to recommend that to you as well, as a church and as people of God, that this would be something that we just try to live up to, you know, that if there is one thing, I think, that you can make it your goal as you live your life, I think it's this. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord and do it. If you read the whole book of Ephesians, it starts off with Paul basically describing to them the state that they were in before God had mercy on them and revealed Himself to them. Right? So they were completely dead in sin, destined for destruction and judgment. But God, in His great mercy and love, He reveals Himself to them, or to us, and brings us to life in Him. And that's why Paul says, now that you were formerly darkness, this is verse 8, you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. And so therefore, walk as children of light. Verse 9 is in parenthesis. It basically is saying this is what it means to be children of light, right? For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. And then in verse 10, Paul is trying to teach them, well, this is what it means to be children of light. You try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. I think whoever you are trying to please in your life, it reveals who is more valuable to you. So, for example, before I was married, it was just me, and I got this message when we were in Cambodia. So I was telling our youth group students. So before I was married, it was just me. So all I had to do was please myself, and I would, in a way, I would try to please. That sounds bad. I'm not trying to please the youth group students, but I was trying to like cater to their needs. Right? I would spend time with them. And I would do events with them and to be with them. But after I got married, I realized it's much more important for me to please my wife than to please the church or the congregation or the youth group students. So that shows in the way I, you know, organize events and spend time. I want to make sure that my goal or my aim is to please my wife, and not the church or not the youth group or whatever. And then now that I have a baby, now my focus is on my baby and my wife, my family, right? I want to please them. I don't want to please somebody else. I think whoever you are trying to please in your life, that shows who's more important to you, who's more valuable to you. If your parents are very important to you, then you try to please them. But hopefully, you know, once you get married, your spouse becomes the person that's most important to you. I mean, next to God, of course. So then you try to please that person. And so in your life, who are you trying to please? You know, who are you trying to please as you go about your day, as you in your thoughts, in your actions, in your attitudes? Are you just trying to please yourself? I think most of us probably, if we get really honest and look at ourselves, most of what we do it because we want to try and please ourselves. We want to do something that is entertaining, do something that's fun, that's going to make my life easier or make my life better. But then you are the most important person in your own life, right? You're the one that's top priority. But what Paul is saying here, and I think the Father is inviting us to this, is no, don't do that. You know, don't make yourself the priority, but make God the priority and find out what pleases the Lord. I think it's interesting that it says, try to learn, find out what is pleasing to the Lord. So in a way, I think it's not just an automatic thing. You don't just, we can assume wrong, you know, we can just, so what I mean is I think it takes a bit of meditation and reflection. It takes us getting into the Word of God and really praying and asking the Father, like, God, is this pleasing to you? Is this what I'm about to do, or how I'm running my ministry, or how I'm running my house church, or the way I'm speaking to my wife, or the way I'm speaking to my parents, or whatever, to go before the Lord and say, God, is this something that is pleasing to you? Is this the way you want me to live my life? Because maybe we're wrong. You know, maybe we're doing one thing and we think that's just fine. But really, when we take it before the Lord, He will reveal to us and say, actually, that's not something that I want you to do. Or this is not the way I want you to do this thing. And so Paul says, try to learn. Find out. Because it's not just an automatic thing. In our church and maybe in some circles that really talk about the Father, Heavenly Father, we always look to Matthew chapter 3, where Jesus comes up out of the water and the Father appears to him and he not the Father, but Father speaks to him, and the Spirit of God comes like a dove, and it says, you are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. And we look to that and we say, you know, Father God is pleased with you just for who you are, right? It's because Jesus hasn't done any ministry or hadn't preached a message, but Father comes to him and says, I am pleased with you. I think that's very true. I think all of us need to first have that understanding as children of God that He is pleased with us. And the way I look at it is with my son Joel, he's almost 5 months now. No matter what he does, I'm pleased with him, right? There's a pleasure that I feel over him that is unchangeable, regardless of his actions, right? I'm pleased with him because he's my child. And there's nothing he can do to change that. And I love him so much, and I'm proud of him just for who he is. But there are certain things that he does that will definitely please me more or please me less, right? So if I'm changing his diapers and he poos all over me, I'm not pleased with that, right? I'm like, that's, you know, I love you as my son, but that's dirty and that's not nice. And sometimes when you're trying to calm him down and he's just being cranky and fussy or whatever, and honestly, he's a very easy child, so we're very blessed. But I'm sure when as he gets a little older and maybe he displays, selfishness and rebellion and things like that, I'm sure I'll be like, that is not pleasing to me. But there are things that he can do that really even though I'm already pleased with him, there are things that he can do that can please me even more, right? If he, you know, he looks at me and he smiles at me, I play with him, I do a little peekaboo with him and he starts laughing, you know, that fills my heart with even more pleasure. And that's the way I kind of look at it with us and the Father. I think the Father, Father God is already pleased with us because we're his children. There's a certain sense of, like, this is not movable, changeable. You know, God has pleasure over us, but I think our actions can either please him even more or, maybe he won't be very happy with it. You know, if we are just living the way, you guys know what I mean. I think there are things that we can do that please him even more, things that we can do that please him less. And I think that's where, I don't know if you remember when Pastor Benjamin was here last year, he said, we are going from a place of the well-pleased to the well-done, right? That we start off from a place of knowing that we are well-pleasing to the Father. Father is well-pleased with us, but what we're trying to get to is the place of him saying, well done, my good and faithful servant. And as that well-pleased is unchangeable, but we start from there, and then we try to go to the place of the well done. So if Andrew can come and lead us in a song, let's just go before the Father, and let's ask him just very simply this question, you know, God, am I pleasing to you? The way I'm living my life, the way I'm spending my time, the way I'm spending my money, the way I'm speaking to people. You know, all of these things that I'm doing, is it pleasing to you? Or am I just doing things that I want to do? You know, am I just pleasing myself, or am I pleasing the Father? So come, Holy Spirit, just lead us, God. We want to be children of light that try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. And Father, you have been so good to us, and you are our everything. And I pray that in our heart of hearts, God, that we would really just, that it'll be our desire to live a life that is pleasing to you. And I pray as we spend some time with you that you would reveal to us, God, if there is anything that is not pleasing to you, and that we would be able to repent and turn away and change from that, God. So lead us in this time. Thank you, God.
Everything, be my everything, Be my everything. 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 Christ in me. Christ in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. You are everything. Christ in me, Christ in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Be my everything, be my everything. 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 Everything, be my 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 everything.
Yes, God, thank you. Thank you that we do start from a place of the well-pleased. I thank you that every single one of us here, that you are so pleased with us already, God. Just as a son, as a daughter, that there is this unchangeable, unmovable love that you have for us, God. And so from that place, help us to quickly turn back, to quickly let go of things, God, that are unpleasing to you, but to do it from a place of confidence, God, not condemnation. So God, lead us, Father. Thank you, God. Let's turn to our community prayer focus. Let's pray for our church. Pray for those that are going through cancer or chemo radiation therapy. Let's pray with faith. Let's pray with love and compassion for our friends. Let's stand in the gap with them. Let's pray. Let's go to the second slide. Let's pray for those that are going through physical illness, but also in need of salvation, spiritual salvation. Let's pray for God's mercy. Let's pray for divine opportunities and appointments where they can hear the gospel and that their heart will be soft to accept the mercy of God. So let's pray together. Let's go to the third slide. Let's pray for just our church members and family members that are going through various infirmities. Let's pray for healing for them. Let's pray that they won't be disappointed or discouraged in this time. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for those that are looking for a job. Let's pray for God's provision over our friends. Let's go to the Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for our city. Pray for Hong Kong. Pray for God's Spirit to move in this place. Let's pray against the wealth gap. Pray for our government to make righteous, godly decisions. Let's pray for the churches and all the different ministries listed there. And let's pray for the young people of this city that they will not be depressed or feel hopeless, but that they would have put their hope in something other than just money and their future, but that they'll be able to turn to God. So let's pray for our city. Let's pray for our staff. Pray for Pastor Sam. He's not feeling that great today, so that's why he couldn't make it to EMP. So you could just pray for him, cover him for just his physical health. Let's pray for the staff just to be united, to work well together, and to be anointed, to be intimate with the Father. That we would fall deeper in love with Jesus every single day. So let's pray for the staff. Let's pray for the worship team, the sound and the AV team. Pray for a heart of worship. Pray for a heart of excellence. Pray for our equipment to function properly. And let's pray, just for the worship team members that we would be able to really have our personal worship, that it would, our worship on Sunday would be an overflow of our worship during the week. So let's pray for the worship team. Let's pray for our hospitality team, welcoming team, and barista team. Pray for more volunteers. Pray for just a real spirit of love and welcoming for these guys that just with their smile, with their serving the coffee, that many people would actually encounter the love of God and the acceptance of God through this ministry. So let's pray for our hospitality team. Father God, thank you so much that we can come into your presence, that we can pray to you, that you hear our prayers. God, I thank you, Lord, for the word. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. And I pray that you would help us, God, each of us in our own prayer times, in our own lives, God, that you will speak to us, Lord, and guide us. God, I know that you will, that you will direct us and lead us in the right way. That you will, in your very gentle and fatherly way, you will lead us, you will reprove us, God. You will correct us, Lord, and I thank you for that. And I pray that we would be able to start from the place of the well-pleased, that we would start from a place of knowing, being confident of your love, God, not a place of condemnation. I reject that. I pray against that, Lord, for our church. And thank you, Father, for loving us so much, God, and for being our good Father. We want to follow you. We want to trust you. We want to please you out of a place of gratitude, God. Thank you, Lord. I just bless everyone here. I bless their spirit to connect to Holy Spirit and to lead their body and soul. God, whatever they do today, I pray that they will feel and sense the presence of God near them. We love you, God. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you today. Have a great day today.